Hello everyone, I'm Eric C. Jackson. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about a little bit about my health. It's been over 5 years ago now that I was working in a warehouse. It's actually a nice AC air conditioned warehouse, but I did hurt my back and I really didn't find out until I got laid off of the job. I woke up that morning and my back was locked up. And I was like that for 2 weeks, but I woke up that morning. I was going to call out of work because of how bad my back was hurting. And I received a text message that I had been laid off. And so, for about 2 weeks, I was really hurting. And, like I said, it's been over 5 years ago now. For the most part, after I got over the initial pain of it, I've been managing everything pretty good, but I think last week I was cleaning out my closet and I have so much stuff on the top shelf. I was taking stuff down and I was saying some of the stuff was just too heavy to be up there. And so I'm like rearranging, moving things around, cleaning things out, throwing stuff out. And the next thing I know, the beginning of this week, my back was just spasming, really sharp pains. And so, as you guys know, I've been watching some medical nutritionists and getting advice from them in terms of natural remedies. Now, this has been indirect advice, and I certainly don't recommend natural remedies to just everybody, but I feel like for me, it's something that I like to do is just find natural remedies for things. Cause I don't like taking pills. I don't even like taking aspirin. I don't like taking pills. But anyway, so I found one of the nutritionists and she was talking about inflammation and why we specifically get back spasms. And so we have inflammation in our back. And she was saying a good way to deal with that naturally is through ginger. So she took raw ginger, and I believe she used a grater. She sliced it up, but the raw ginger is really good at pulling the inflammation out of wherever you're having these these spasms. But really, specifically, she was talking about our backs, and so. She was saying if you have the inflammation in your back, which I was or and I am, using that ginger is a good way to remedy that. So what I did go to Sprouts Fresh Market, and the ginger root is like $4 a pound. So I bought a half pound of ginger root, and you can get quite a few of this for a half a pound. So bought a half pound ginger root, and then I went to Target and I bought a grate. And so I'm using a really coarse grate because I want the slices to be pretty thick. And then I bought she said that you can't put the garlic directly on your skin, right? So I bought some parchment paper, and what you do is you make a little pouch. I forgot, like I think she called it a poultice, I don't know how you pronounce it, but you make a little pouch, right? You put the ginger that you grated in there, and then you fold it up, and see there's a ginger there, so that's going to be on your back. Yeah, and in order to get that to stay where you put it, this is going to look pretty weird, but I'm using the press and seal. And so there's a press and seal in there. So I'm using that. So basically, I cut out a piece that's big enough to fit over the parchment. So place the parchment on your skin. You place the wrap plastic on top of that so it's sticky, and you just leave it there. Actually, the first one of these that I used, I slept with it on my back. I stuck it on my back. I went to sleep, and I would say about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, it woke me up because my skin was getting very warm, which is what she said would happen is when a ginger starts interacting with the inflammation, your skin's gonna get hot. Not hot to the point where your back or your skin is burning, but it's more like it felt like I had a heating pack on my back. That's really what it felt like. So I left it on. It wasn't bothering me that much, but it heated up enough to where I woke up and I noticed it. And so I wore it overnight, and the ginger took a lot of that. I haven't had the sharp pain since then, and that was a couple of days ago. So I wore it on and off. And then I noticed that my skin starts getting tender. And that's when she says that, yes, that can happen. If you try to wear that ginger packet too much on your back, your skin can get very sensitive to it. And that's when you need to give it a break. So you just can't wear it constantly. But I did wear it for I slept for maybe 7 hours. So I went to sleep. One person that she recommended this to, he wore his ginger packet too much, and so his skin got very tender. And so instead of she had to make another pack just like this, but instead of putting ginger in it, he had to put potato in it. And then the potato helps your skin heal, which I didn't know that either. And it also helps any swelling go down. So he made a potato packet, put that on like a bandage, and his skin, you know, healed up. So yeah, you can use the ginger like this, but yeah, you can't, don't overdo it. And also you use the parchment because, like I said, you can't have the ginger touch your skin. So you have to have some sort of material where the moisture from the ginger that's built up here, it can still get on your skin, but it can't be directly, you know, on your skin. So that's what I'm doing. I wore it 7 hours, like I said, while I was asleep, and I haven't had those really short pains that I was, you know, on Monday. And then let's see, I wore it off and on Thursday, which was a couple of days ago. Yesterday, again, I wore it off and on, and then I wore it again this morning. But then when I went to make a new one of these, because it's going to get dried out and old, so you just replace it. Made a new one this morning. I wore it for maybe 30 minutes, and then I noticed that my skin was getting sensitive to it being on. And so now I'm giving it a break for the rest of the day. And my back feels pretty good. I would say I'm about 75-80% feeling better. And so I just have to be careful on, you know, what I'm lifting, how I'm lifting. I really can't sleep awkwardly. If I sleep awkwardly or take a nap awkwardly, like I'm laying down awkward, it'll mess up my back. it will. So it probably seems weird to most people, but I usually sleep flat on my back, and it took me, I don't know how many months to learn how to get comfortable with doing that. But more times than not, I sleep flat on my back, and I kind of situated all my pillows and everything to be comfortable with that. But yeah, I mean, the ginger has helped quite a bit. I'm going to see how my back does for the rest of the day. If it starts getting really stiff again, then I'll probably use the new pack that I made this morning, the ginger, and wear that for a few hours. But right now, I'm definitely going to give my back a rest from having it on. And I'll see, like I said, how I do with it, you know, how my back feels tomorrow. But anyway, it's one of the things that I wanted to share because, as I said before, I don't know what doctors would give you in terms of back pain, or which doctor you would go to get, you know, your massages or whatever to get the inflammation out. But the ginger has definitely worked for me. I'm just being really picky with just getting signals from my body of how long I can wear it, when I need to wear it, when I need to take it off. And like I said, my body is being pretty, giving me pretty good indications of, okay, you need to put this on, you know, or I need to take it off. So like I said, this morning my back was tightening up, and so I put it on for like 30 minutes and then it's loosened up again. And then my skin started getting a little irritated and I took it off. And for the past, 4 or 5 hours, I've been fine. So I'm definitely listening to how my body responds to it. But the inflammation has definitely decreased by quite a bit. So if you are in the same boat, I am giving this as an alternative to whatever medications the doctors may give you. But absolutely, you still have to be careful with the ginger because it's... Even when I'm peeling it, you're peeling it, I didn't realize that it was a lot of moisture built up or held in it. And it's a strong smell, like really strong. I have no idea what's in the ginger that pulls the inflammation out of your joints and your muscles. But man, it works. So I'm going to do a little bit more digging and see if I can find out like what chemical reaction or whatever is going on. But that's crazy. It works better than I thought. But like I said, don't overdo it. But if you are not able to see the doctor or may not have health insurance or, you know, something like that, then this is just a very inexpensive way to deal with your back pain or inflammation that you may have in one of your muscles, your back, your joints, whatever. But yes, I'll leave with just saying that it will get hot, like you're wearing a heating pack. So don't be alarmed. If it gets too hot for you, then obviously take it off. But like I said, it did wake me up in the middle of the night a few nights ago, but I was like, oh, okay, now I know it's like, it's definitely working. And like I said, once I got up to go to work that morning, I wasn't getting that sharp pain when I'm trying to get out of bed in my lower back. So again, I hope this helps. And thank you guys for listening. And of course, if the ginger doesn't work, or if you're not comfortable with using a natural remedy, then absolutely go to your doctor and let them know what's going on. But yeah, that's all I have. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time. Take care.